Well, I'm always on the lookout for people who are changing the planet in good ways. A couple of weeks ago, I had Ashley Williams on the program, and she's a student who's coming to Loyola University in the fall, Loyola University in Chicago, to be in the environmental studies program at Loyola. And now I've run into another person who's impressed me, and his name is Dusan Coleno. And Dusan, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Hi.
Hi. And I found out about you because I have a connection at Roosevelt University. My buddy Mike Bryson is one of the co-founders of the Sustainability Studies program at Loyola. He and I, you don't know this, but he and I used to play softball way back in the day. He is doing wonderful things at Roosevelt. And one of the things he's done is bring in students like you. And I understand you're an honor student. You're about to graduate.
I just graduated.
You just graduated. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And the reason that I'm talking to you today is because you came up with an app for recycling. Before we get into the specifics of it, because I downloaded it. It's on my phone here. So I'm going to have you walk me through it, because I want more people to know about this. But what gave you the idea to do this, Dusan?
Well, I was taking the class with Professor Bryson, and as a part of this class, we were doing a waste audit of one of the university buildings.
A waste audit, okay, yeah.
And so it was a long work to categorize everything. So I figured out if there would be an application to do that, to categorize recycling even before you put it into the trash, then you can do it much faster on your own without doing it afterwards.
Now, how were you doing it? How were you doing the audit in the first place? Were you writing things down in a chart or what?
Well, we took the bags from trash. We put everything out, sorted each item we found, and then each item, each category was weighted, so we knew the weight of glass, plastics, and everything, and then we also categorized how many items were recyclable, how many items could be composted, how many items had to be transferred to landfills. We are doing it all afterwards, after the trash was collected.
And you wanted to set up something that would help you do this a little easier.
Yes, even before and during during, you don't need to do it afterwards. You can do it during the process of throwing away some items.
Now. Well, you obviously, you're not just an environmentalist. You must have some knowledge about technical issues.
Yeah, I'm a computer science major, so I kind of connected these two areas, computer science and recycling, because I really like the class.
You like the class, the environmental class?
Yeah, I like it was called about waste and consumption.
Yeah.
And I like the class, and since I knew that I was planning to take Android application development in the next semester, so it kind of came together, everything. The class about waste, the class about Android application development, and I figured out I could do such applications for my project.
So does this mean if somebody has an iPhone, they can't use this app?
Unfortunately, for right now, no. It's only for Android.
But, you know, that's interesting, because a couple of weeks ago I was talking to somebody on the show who had an application only for iPhone, and I couldn't use it because I have an Android. So now the shoe is on the other foot.
Yeah.
So you folks with Androids can use this recycling app. And of course, Dusan is going to create the iPhone app soon, right?
Well, I'm planning to, yeah. It's kind of, it's not as easy to publish application for iPhone as for Android.
Really?
It takes more time, but that's my plans for future.
Well, I hope you get that done. All right. So, by the way, how long did it take you to develop this app?
From the beginning to end, it was whole semester. So around from end of January until April 26th. So 3 months.
Wow. All of 3 months. Well, that's not something I'm going to do in 3 months. I can tell you that. All right. So I downloaded the app, and if folks want to find it on the PlayStation, they look for Recycle Tracker, correct?
Yes.
So look for Recycle Tracker, and I did, and now I've got it in front of me. And the question, though, is I wanted to use it right away, and because it what it does, it creates different charts and graphs to help people understand how much they're recycling?
Yes, that's correct. So it takes amount of each category, each waste that people have tracked in the past, and then it shows them which category they're recycling the most, how much energy they saved by recycling, and everything is calculated according to their statistics, according to their recycling.
All right, so I have this in front of me, and I've loaded it, and I opened it on my smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, how do I want to start with this? The page I've got, it says Recycle Tracker. It's pretty simple, actually.
Yeah.
It says Recycle Tracker, you have saved 0 trees, because I haven't used it yet. You have saved 0 kilowatts of energy. Okay, yeah. I get it. But then below that, it says scan barcode. And or you can hit scan barcode or throw it away.
Yes. So these two buttons are for kind of the same thing. Many items that people can recycle have barcodes, like yogurt containers. So there is a function when you can hit the scan barcode button.
All right, I just did. I hit the scan barcode, and I've got an item in front of me, which is actually a milk carton that I was throwing away.
There.
What?
You can scan the barcode of the...
Yeah, I'm letting it... Okay, let's get it to focus here. There it goes. And it scanned it very nicely, looking for the product. Unfortunately, Recycle Tracker has stopped. Okay. Let's try that again. Okay. I'm going to rescan. Here we go. Okay, there's the barcode. All right, this time it worked. I don't know why it stopped before. All right, now it gives me a chart to fill out, and the name. What am I putting in there? Whatever this product is.
Yeah, you can put whatever you will, whatever is convenient for you. Like if you are recycling something that you are recycling every day, you can put. Milk I'm drinking every day, or just milk container?
Well, this one is not, we don't buy this usually every day. It's Trader Joe's organic 2% reduced fat milk. All right, so I'll put Trader Joe's organic milk.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm putting that in there. I've now typed that in. It gives me the barcode number. Now, here's the category. It says weight. I have to weigh this myself, right?
Yes, yes.
There's the drawback, huh?
Yeah, there's hardly any way to find the weight of material that is used for container.
Right, because the manufacturer is going to tell you how much is in here. For instance, in this one, it's 1.89 liters, but... the manufacturer is not going to tell you what it weighs when you take the milk out of the container, right?
Yes, that's right.
and that's the problem. So I need to get a scale, don't I?
Yep.
All right, and one of those little scales, and then which I'm going to do, Okay, I'm going to cheat and say it's 3 ounces. Okay, I'm just gonna make that up. And category. Then there's a category. It says glass, metals, paper, plastics, other. What would you put this under? Paper.
Traditionally, the milk is in the plastics bottles. I don't know if this is a plastic bottle or
no. It's a carton with one of those waxed cartons, which they don't really use wax on anymore. They use plastic.
Oh, yeah.
So I should be able to recycle this. So, but what do you call? You don't have a category for this,
yes,
do you?
There is no category, and I don't know if whether it is recyclable to like regular recycling services.
Well, they tell in Chicago, they're telling us that there's a whole campaign to get people to recycle this, these kinds of containers.
In any case, you can use the other category.
So let's do that. Let's use the other category at the moment. So I'm going to do that, and we'll get back to this. And it's always a good question for folks. So I'm hitting save, all right, and now it's lined up in my frequent items. It now says Trader Joe's Organic Milk. So if I had another one just like that, and the next time I came to weigh it or to throw it into the recycling bin, that would pop up, and what would I do? I would just tap on that?
Yeah, you can either tap on the frequent item.
Yeah.
And if it's not in the list of frequent items, you can, again, use the scan barcode button. But in this time, you don't need to go through the process of filling up the information. The application will scan the barcode, recognize the item, and automatically add it to statistics.
And when I tap on the Trader Joe's organic milk, it says, voila, you recycled another item.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Every time I tap on it, is it telling me that I'm recycling it?
Yeah, it's adding into statistics. So.
Well, okay, where's it adding it into?
Well, if you click on the top part of the screen, where
yes,
it says you have saved 0 trees. It will show details of your statistics.
Okay, I've got statistics. Oh, there's the other, and it's shown up, and it covers the whole ball because that's all I've got at the moment.
Yeah.
And you have saved the kilowatts of energy. Does all of my kilowatt? It doesn't actually have numbers attached to it yet.
Yeah, because the thing is, it's categorized as other. So it will show up in the charts, but the application doesn't know how much energy it's saved from the other category because there is no formula for.
So if I went back and I called this paper, that might change it, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Which means I'd have to re-scan it.
You can go to throw it away, the other button.
The which, oh, throw it away, okay. Oh, and then I can throw that away?
Mm-hmm. It is the same as the list of frequent items, but frequent items only, the list of the frequent items only contains 5 most frequent items that
we recycle.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What if I want to delete the Trader Joe's organic milk?
You can do so-called long click. If you press and hold on the name of the item.
Yes.
The application will show a dialog with 2 options, edit and delete, and you can delete it that way. So just press and hold the name of Trader Joe's.
Let's see here. There it is. I'm going to delete. Are you sure you want to delete? Yes. But you have to go to throw it away. So this throw it away button is... What I'm not exactly sure what you mean when you say throw it away. Does that mean that you're not recycling it?
Well, everything there is only for recycling. So, it sounds kind of like you are throwing it away to landfill.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also recycling.
Okay, maybe you ought to make that a little clearer. At any rate, so I'm going to start doing this, and I'm going to see how this adds up, and I want to keep track of my recycling because I do a lot of this. We're talking to honor student Dusan Coleno, who just graduated from computer science at Roosevelt University. He took the sustainability studies course called Waste and Consumption, came up with this app for recycling, which you can download onto your Android. If you look up Recycle Tracker in the Play Store, and it's there, and I'm going to start using it. What's your next app going to be, Dusan?
Well, for now, I would like to focus more on this application because there are still a lot of things that I would like to improve for the future, and also find all the bugs, all the errors that, that are there, and fix them.
Yeah. So you're going to tweak this. You still have to tweak this application a little bit.
Yeah, there are, I have a few ideas that I want to incorporate in the future, and also like throw it away a button, so it needs kind of better wordings in some places.
Right, like the throw it away. I think that's confusing because it looks like you're throwing it in the trash. So maybe that's a different wording you might want to use.
Yeah.
And of course, the other thing I didn't mention. How old are you, Dusan?
24.
24. You know, that's the same age as Ashley Williams, who I had on the show a few weeks ago, and she's doing remarkable stuff. So are you, and I'm really, really happy to talk to folks like you who are the future of environmentalism in the United States and the world. So if you got an Android, I want you downloading Recycle Tracker right away and start using it. Dusan, it was great talking to you. Thank you so much, and good luck to you. I'm glad Mike Bryson found you there, and I'm glad he told me about this. I hope we talk again real soon, Dusan.
Oh, that'll be nice. Thank you for having me on the show.
No problem. And with that, I'm out of here. Go green or go home.